Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. On this episode, we have week 18 of a year of self-love journal. This week's reflection is, I give myself permission to change my mind. As I evolve, it's okay for my needs and desires to evolve as well. This is important, I think, because part of what we talked about last week was around being stuck on what we think should happen and being able to release the fact that things didn't happen the way that we wanted them to and that we are where we are, that our life has taken the path that it's taken. And this is kind of like a conjunction, right? And it's okay to change your mind. So if your life has taken the path that it's taken and you want to step onto a different path, you want to step off the path that you're on, it's okay to change your mind. Your needs can change, your desires can change, and that's okay. And it's, I think, important for us to name that because sometimes we feel like we're stuck on a track. We're like on a, and I guess a rut is a negative connotation, but that we're like stuck on this track of life, that we have to stay on path. We have to stay on that track. And we don't necessarily. Like, who you are today is not who you were yesterday. And actually, that's a good thing if you're growing and evolving. And so it's normal to change your mind as you grow, as you change. It's okay. You have permission to do something different. You have permission to dream of your life differently than you dreamed of it however many years ago. And I say that because I know I've been a person who's often been like, well, this is what you do. You do this and do this, do this, do this, do this, right? And it's important to recognize, one, give us permission to change, but two, recognize what are the fears, like what are we scared of if we were to change? Really, like what's the worst thing that could happen? And oftentimes it's like, what will people say? What will people think? Will I fail? And what will people say or think if I fail? Right? All of those questions come and flood our mind and then keep us on the path. And so it's important to spend some time reflecting and thinking for yourself and being honest with yourself. It might not even be something you can voice to other people of like, what change do you wish you could make? No judgment, no limitations. What change would you make if there were no negative consequences of all the fear and like, what if you could be sure that those negative things wouldn't happen? What change would you make? And so this week really allows you, gives you permission and allows you this time and space to reflect on that. Like, how have I evolved? What will happen if I change? And then one of the questions it asks that is kind of like a gut punch is, what will happen to your heart if you don't? So if you decide to stay the course and stay on that path, whatever it is, what will happen to you? What, like, let's play it out. Let's play that out as well, right? And as I was reflecting, I think about the fact that I was one of those people who knew what I wanted to do pretty young. Some people do, some people don't, but I was pretty clear like the path I wanted to be on as a psychologist, as a professor, right? And then there's come different like junctures in my career where I've been either asked to or have wanted to step to a different path where I haven't wanted to just be a professor inside a university, where I've wanted to be a consultant. The latest iteration is using my clinical skills and my consulting skills together, that those sort of clinical intuition, not clinical practice, but those skills that I have around listening and attuning and being able to understand what's happening and then come up with a plan of how to get somewhere differently, I've decided I want to do coaching. And it's been a little scary to say, because I'm like, well, what will people think? I'm a clinical psychologist. And I'm saying coaching because sometimes people have a negative connotation of coaching because it's not, you know, it's not as regulated as clinical psychology. But I realize I'm already doing it. When I work with clients, when I work with organizations, I'm usually working with a person, you know, my point person, and I end up coaching them. I end up coaching them on how to get from A to B inside their organization. I often end up getting called in to work with leaders of other business units or other teams to coach them on how to, you know, implement the initiatives that we've set forth. And so I had to question myself, like, why am I scared to say this is what I'm doing? And I was like, oh, it's me judging myself. It's me worried about other people judging. It's all the judgy stuff and the fear of that. But it was important for me to reflect, and this week actually helped, to give myself permission to change my mind, to be like, no, if I'm going to practice, it doesn't have to be like clinical psychology, mental health practice. That's not the only practice that I can engage in. I have other options. I can step onto another path. And that doesn't mean that I think any less of that training. I'm seeped in it. I'm a professor who trains people in the skills. But that might not be the path or the, you know, rut, the track that I want to be on. And that's okay. That's okay. I think if I had stayed stuck on having a practice in that only like mental health diagnoses way, that I would feel like I was not able to express myself in a way that feels natural. Like when I'm working with my consulting clients, what I naturally do with the leaders I work with is coaching. So why not work one-on-one with people in that same way? I don't have to wait till I have a organization, a corporation, a nonprofit, institution that wants to work with me on systems work to then coach individuals. I could just coach individuals, right? So I invite you to reflect for yourself, like, how has what you've wanted for yourself changed professionally, personally, and how might it evolve? And to let yourself grow and to know that it's okay for your desires to change and what you want to do to change. You don't have to stay on that path, but you also can. And if you do, you know, where will that lead you? And to be able to weigh those paths is important. So that's what I offer to you. One of the exercises that this week gave us was thinking about how we honor transitions. I worked with a woman who created this program for faculty. I was going to say a coaching program, and I guess maybe it was faculty coaching, but it was faculty success program, Carrie Ann Rockamore. And she would talk about how your life has chapters. And so it's okay to finish a chapter of your life and move on to another one. And so that's similar to this idea of your life having chapters. And so honoring those transitions, like, oh, in the exercise it gives you, you know, it could be as simple as, I'm finishing this meeting. I'm transitioning from this piece of work to this next piece of work. Take a moment, acknowledge that, take a breath and transition. Like, practice in those small ways. I'm moving to the car to go to this next event and thing on my to-do list. Let me pause, take a deep breath, make the transition. To practice transitioning, to naming the transitioning, to breathing through the transition, to allow us to move on and release and move on to the next thing, whatever change or evolution that might be. So I invite you into that practicing of transition and also challenging your limiting beliefs, all those fears of, oh, but what about this? And I can't this, and what, they won't let me, or this is right. Those things that keep you from even considering the change, call them out, name them. It can be helpful sometimes to be able to move through them. So let me know what change you're contemplating. Share on the comments or share across socials. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials. I'd love to hear about your evolution. And I'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.